Hi guys. Thank God it's Tuesday. Right after Monday. You know that's my spiel, right? Hello. Giving people time to be able to log on and everything. I hope everyone is doing good. I hope that you had a good day today. And that some kind of way, in the midst of all this craziness that is going on, that you had an opportunity to laugh or grab some peace or some overall joy, some quiet time. Yes. Oh, man. Whew. I had grabbed some quiet time today and I really appreciate it. Very grateful. And so I have no complaints because I so needed that. You know what I mean? Without the quiet time, man, I'd be in jail. No, I'm just joking. Ah, Lord, cover me in the blood of Jesus, But hello. Hope everyone, like I said, is doing well. And I'm just gonna start off, guys, and just a quick prayer. Make sure the Holy Spirit is in this. You feel me? Because that's what we come here to experience, an encounter with the Holy Spirit, right? So Almighty God, Christ Jesus, we enter in Christ Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Ah, we welcome you, we want you, and we invite you in. We ask that you will come in and teach us about biblical backing. And about our testimonies and how truly powerful they are. The ones that are backed by you, backed by your word, and dipped in the blood of Christ Jesus. We ask for you to come in and release your distinction and that you would teach us all. And we thank you. We thank you so much for this opportunity. And we thank you for your time, Holy Spirit. And we ask for you to come in. And do what you do. Change lives, bless lives, lift up us in ways that we can't even imagine. We give you all the glory and praise in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, guys, we always got to make sure we take care of that, right? Because, like I said, what's the point of having a message? And the Holy Spirit is not here, right? Because then we're just rambling, right? So tonight, the message is about biblical backing. And then, it's about, honestly, biblical backing. What does the Bible say? What does the Bible say? And our testimonies, there are so many things that are out there. Like today, I have shared my portfolio in Christ, like the things that I have been through in Christ and the things that I had to overcome and the things I had to endure and the things that I fought for, I didn't elaborate completely, but I had just broken down as far as being in prison, as far as dealing with racism and living through the death of my only child and who I loved more to myself. And so sharing, some of that on Facebook, not in depth, but just letting people know, like, hey, my credibility is based on winning battles on the battlefield in the spirit realm and in this life with the backing of the Holy Trinity, not just rumbling off on stories and having war stories and sharing stories. You know what I mean? Stories don't beat the devil. Let's just keep it real. Let's just get right to the point. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference between stories and testimonies. Testimonies, the word test is there for a reason, right? Testimonies are powerful. The Bible says that we overcome the devil by the power of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. So if your story, which is your testimony, has not been dipped in the blood of Christ Jesus, then you don't have a testimony. You have a story. And your story is powerless. Satan is not moved, he is not threatened, and It's just a story. It doesn't have any credentials. It doesn't have any credibility. It doesn't do anything in the spirit for yourself or others. God doesn't get any glory from it, and you're just not rocking in the power of Christ Jesus. The Bible backs that up by saying, by the blood of the Lamb, which is Christ Jesus, right? And what does it say? By the, like, you overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the power of your testimonies. So your testimonies is going to require a test that you have endured, that you have lived through, that you have conquered, that Christ has given you the victory over that particular battle, that particular fight. You know what I'm saying? And so because you have went through that process, now you have obtained victory, and you have obtained victory through the blood of the Lamb, which is Christ Jesus, right? And so remember, it is so important, it is so vital to be able to know the difference between a story and a testimony, right? Because like I said, if you got a story, that's nice, right? But if you got testimony, then you got power from the kingdom of heaven in your spirit, in your life. You are victorious. You know what I'm saying? And so it's really important, I feel, that we learn the difference between the two, because I see it so much on social media. I see it so much in the churches. I hear it, you know, I hear it all over the place. And it's so corny, you know what I'm saying? It's so corny to just talk about all these stories, but I don't hear or see the fruit or the declaration of the victory that Christ has given the person based on the story that they're telling, because that's what it is. It's just a story, right? And if you don't have the biblical backing from it, you really are just telling a story and probably some lies in it too, some things that are probably not true. And so it's so sad, because a lot of times when you hear these stories, so-called testimonies, these people are actually on Christian platforms, right? They are on platforms basically telling lies. And so how can God get any glory and honor that when he is the God of truth, right? And if you don't read your Bible, then you don't even really know that the people who read their Bible know that you're lying. That is not biblically sound. Any experience that you have with the Lord, God Almighty, we're talking about, is he is going to match his word. His word is going to back up what you're saying. His Holy Spirit, who is the spirit of truth, is your, you know, he's your person. When you know when somebody's telling the story and they say, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I go tell a story that I'm telling and I'm talking about something in Vermont, I go to my sister Lillian, right, Lil? Doesn't this happen? Right? We go to that person for that backing of telling what has happened, right? Well, when you're telling your testimony, you could depend on the Holy Spirit, be like, right, Holy Spirit, didn't that happen? Because he was there. And Christ Jesus has given you the victory through him. So he is a witness to your fought. He is a witness to your endurance. He is a witness to that victory and what you have conquered through him, right? And so, you know what I'm saying? So that is the evidence of having a testimony, because you got the Holy Spirit saying, yep, right? Right, sissy? So it's like, if we don't have that, then we're just telling a story. And some of the stories that I'm hearing, especially when you study the word, you start to see, like, you're lying, exaggerating. To me, exaggerating is the same thing as lying. So you want to make it pretty, I say, okay, exaggerating. You want to just be raw, you're lying. You know what I'm saying? And you're lying, like I said, on the platform of Christ. The church is God's household. So if we don't have enough respect to tell the truth in God's household, then maybe we can humble ourselves and just be quiet and learn from the people who really have testimonies, and really read our Bibles with the Holy Spirit to teach us, to train us. And if we don't have that sense of teachability, we don't have that sense of humility, then we need to reevaluate what are we doing in our relationship with the Lord, right? We need to really evaluate what type of relationship that I have with the Holy God. Because if it's not authentic, what are you doing? What do you have? Why be bothered? You see what I'm saying? Why? It's like being in a relationship with somebody, all he do is lie. You like, my God, as soon as he walk in, my Lord, you feel me? And so it doesn't produce any good fruit. It doesn't produce any substance, any concrete. You can't grow in the Lord with lies. God doesn't honor lies. You can't even get proper counseling when you lie. You know, it's just not beneficial for you. It's not beneficial for the congregation or the people that you're sharing your story with and you're putting the label testimony. It just doesn't serve any purpose. You know what I'm saying? It's just, to me, it's one of those things. Please make it make sense. You know what I mean? Like, please make it make sense to yourself, because those of us who are intelligent and biblically sound and people of prayer, we know you're full of it. And we're not gonna sit here and make fun of you or anything like that, because we're mature people in the Lord. We just know that your so-called testimony is a story that's powerless. And I know that I'm not gonna ask you to pray for me, because you ain't got no power. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna just leave it alone. I'm just gonna be like, God bless this person, lift them up in the spirit, and keep it pushing, because there's other things in the house of God that can be tended to than to be focusing on somebody's inability to be taught. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm real big on now about my time. I'm not God. God has the patience of unbelievableness, right? His patience. He said that his day, our thousand is his day. God is just amazing in that. Girl, we're human, okay? I don't have that patience. That level of patience. So I'm not going to sit there and wait until you decide when you want to be honest. If you ain't honest when I hear you, then that's it from me, because I'm human. You feel me? Not going to waste my time. But as far as God, the person that you are coming to see, the person you are coming to build with, the person you're going to answer to, the person that you are one day going to be looking straight in the eye so he can determine if you're going to come into his heavens, I think is you really want to fixate on him. You know what I'm saying? I think you want to make sure that your life is aligned up right according to him, according to his biblical principles, his biblical soundness, and his biblical truths. You want to make sure that your life is aligned up according to what he has said about your life and what his expectations are. He is the God of God, the Lord of Lords. Okay. And so that is where our focus is. Our focus is always about the King of Kings. You know what I'm saying? And to be real, like, you know, I get it. You know, we live in a world, you know, a little bit off. You know, you see what's going on. Every time you turn on the news, somebody's shooting somebody, something's going on, something's happening. You know, it's just, it's a lot going on. You feel me? But and people are so phony. You know what I'm saying? People are so fake, and everybody wants to be so rich, but nobody wants to work. I don't understand that, because the Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. If you don't make sacrifices, how do you expect to be able to really develop true success? You know what I'm saying? So it's just, the world is just crazy. I hope we, you know, I hope, you feel me? But I want to really, you know, really stress on the fact that, listen, if we're going to talk about anything in our lives, if we're going to tell a story, especially a testimony, just make sure it's backed up biblically and that the Holy Spirit can vouch for you, and that Christ Jesus has truly given you the victory when it comes to your testimonies. Because testimonies, as we're talking, we now know they are powerful. They are really, really powerful. And so we want to also be able to encourage people and inspire people to know that, you know what, we went through this with God, and through this experience, this is what we learned about God. It's not a place where you show off Because if anybody knows, if you've really been through something with the Lord, suffering is nothing to show off. Testimonies require suffering, tremendous amount of pain. There's nothing cute about pain. There's nothing fancy about suffering. There's nothing to glorify about being a wreck because of the pain and the crushing that you're going through for living righteous. There's nothing about that that's cute. I don't know who in their right mind wants to cry because they're in pain. I want to cry if I'm in laughter, but not if I'm suffering. You feel me? So anybody that went through a testimony that's living in righteousness, living in right standing with God, doing the best that they can, doing and giving their all, and then they're going through tragedies, it is not a comedy show. It is crushing, it is painful, and it is hurtful. We hurt when we go through that. There is nothing about that's glorified with that. You feel me? Imagine seeing somebody crying tears from suffering because they're doing the right thing. They made the right moves. They did everything they could to produce righteousness in their lives and in their families. And here they are losing all kinds of things because God is taking them through a season of crushing. And they don't understand what's going on. They have no idea why God is doing this, but they trust God. And even in trusting their Lord, even in trusting their Savior, their God, the person that has walked with them through many things, they begin to look at Him at the corner of their eye because the pain is so intense. So when somebody is sharing their testimony, trust me, they went through it. They went through it because I went through it. Paul, our biblical ancestors, went through it. Peter went through it. And the greatest of all, Christ Jesus went through it. So what makes you think any of us that's on the planet is just going to have these incredible beach walks with God? You'll have seasons, but you will not have an entire beach walk relationship with Christ Jesus if you're really growing and developing and producing fruit for the kingdom of heaven. You will be crushed. And so this is what it is. This is the reality. And when you read the Bible, you will see that. And you see what I'm saying? And I gotta be real. Let me also be very real with y'all. I'm a person of prayer, right? So let me keep it real with you. God bless you too, bro. Let me be very, very honest with y'all. I'm a person of prayer, been walking with the Lord for 20 years. You feel me? And so, awesome. Ganya, you are welcome here. God bless you. So, like I said, I've been walking with the Lord for 20 years, right? And I'm a person of prayer. And so I grew up on the battlefield, right? I'm just going to just keep it very plain and simple for you guys. I grew up on the battlefield. I went through all kinds of things. I literally was trained on the battlefield, right? And because I was trained on the battlefield, I didn't have a lot of time to really study the word as I have now, right? Because I was a mom and I had a lot of responsibilities and I had a son who was full of life. Oh my God, can I sit down and just completely, just full. He was the sun. I always tell him that, like, your spirit is the sun. It is so full of life and it's so powerful. So that being said, I didn't have a great deal of time to invest in studying all the time. Like, I had my life aligned up to the word. I lived the word of God, but now I have more of a time where I can really study the word. You know, go look for the truth, back up the truth. Look, if I don't understand something, like, right off the bat, I can go and research it. You know what I'm saying? To make sure that when I leave that session, I understand exactly what I am reading, and make sure that it is of God and not of myself. You feel me? So when I've started to do that, I start to understand way more than I understood by just being a spiritual warrior. You know, being a fighter, you know how to fight and you become amazingly gifted with your sword in a different way in the spirit realm. But now that I am focusing and really diligently, you know, putting that time in and making that investment in the word, it is a different type of developing as a warrior. You know what I'm saying? And so now I have a value for the word. I have a respect for the word because I'll be honest with you, I didn't have that before. I think because I was so spiritual that I believed in the word, of course, because, you know, I believed in the Lord. I believed in everything that the Bible said because I trust God at his word, right? But I didn't have the deeper knowledge that I have now. And like I said, now I have a greater level of respect for it and our biblical ancestors, because now when I read it, I understand their failures. I failed. I understand their mourning. I mourned. I understand the setbacks and the sins and the choices and the anger and the murderous spirits because I battled that. You see what I'm saying? So it became so much more to me because now it's like, oh my God. Yeah, Lord. I remember when I went through that and, you know, going to the Holy Spirit. You remember that, Holy Spirit? You know what I mean? You know, remember when I did this? And you know what I'm saying? And so it is. So I say all of this to say that take time for your Bible, because your Bible is never going to steer you wrong, because you can trust it, because it is the word of God. And allow the word of God to govern your life. Is it going to be easy? No, it never will be. But the point is that you have the ability to be willing. And that ultimately you're obedient to God, right? And that's what our aim is to be obedient to God and to be able to develop our relationship with him where we can trust him in our crushing seasons, that we can trust him in those moments when we are, you know, have a setback, where maybe the business deal that you thought you was going to get, it didn't happen that way. Or maybe you were planning to open your business in a couple years, but you won't be able to do it for many years. We need to be able to have that biblical backing to be able to have God help us understand, why are the U-turns or the left turn happening in my life when I thought I was going in the right direction? You know, the Bible brings in such a clarity. It brings in such a reference tool. When you start to go left because of your emotions or the fear arises or anything that attacks your mind, you can always go back to your Bible to bring you back to the basis and say, you know what? Nah, I'm going to trust God in this. And you have your biblical ancestors to be able to show you, you know what? They trust him in this situation too. Because when you start to study your word, you'll also see, like, everybody in the Bible goes through the same stuff we go through, and nothing is new under the heavens. There's nothing new under the heavens. Now, we may say it in, you know, English metaphor, because, you know, they spoke in King James or whatever. Well, originally Hebrew and Greek, but, and we speak in English, but at the end of the day, we all were still going through the same thing. The concepts, the principles, and everything is still the same. And so if they went through it, you can go through it. You feel me? And the fact that we got the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, they didn't have the Holy Spirit. They didn't get the Holy Spirit until Christ Jesus went back to heaven. And that's when they had got the empowerment. You feel me? So, you know, we got it going on. We got the support we need. We got Christ Jesus who wants us. We got the Holy Spirit who fills us. And we got the Father God who adores us. So we good, right? We good. So we don't lack anything. But we as people have to start keeping it real. We have to start being more mindful, you know, being more discerning. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of garbage going on in the churches. A lot. a lot of lying, a lot of false prophecies, a lot of fake testimonies, a lot of nonsense. And remember, the church is the house of God. And so if we don't bring back truth into the house of God, if we don't bring back righteousness, if we don't bring back holiness, especially holiness, if we don't bring that back, then what do you really have in the churches? You just got a bunch of sinners. If that's the case, you can go to the club. Word is bond. You can go to the club and party up because there's not a distinction between the two. There's no power in the house of God if there's no, if it's a bunch of sinners meeting together. I went to this prayer gathering, and I will never disclose any church or anything like that because I think that's really disrespectful, and I'm not going to do that. But you might as well go to the club, turn it up, go ahead and get your Sean Paul on. You feel me? I had went to this church, and it was a prayer gathering, and the people were praying, and I mean, some of the people was praying so long, I was about to nod off. You feel me? And the thing that the Holy Spirit was showing me is like, prayer is not the last, you know, oh, let me just pray about it. Prayer should be the first thing we do when anything in our lives, before trouble comes, before anything, because that's what you develop your spiritual muscles. And so the people were praying, you know, bop, 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 bop. And the prayers were powerless because nobody implemented the Holy Spirit into their prayer time. Nobody looked for the opportunity to give the Holy Spirit to respond. Nobody looked for opportunity to even ask, you know, him in where you can get what you really, truly need through that prayer channel, right? Because I believe, according to what the Bible shows, is that prayer is the power of the believer. You want things to change? Pray about it. You want to see a manifestation of God in your life? Worship him. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you don't know worship is your weapon, your strongest weapon, the most powerful weapon God has given you, and prayer, we're in troubled times. And we're going to churches and we're going to our spiritual leaders, and yet we don't know that. And if we've been sitting to church for 30 years, waste of time. You just wasted 30 years. And we're still the same people and we haven't really grown. It's just a waste of time. And so again, it's a personal question we ask ourselves. Lord, what am I really doing here? What am I really developing in this relationship with you? Because honestly, Lord, I ain't changed. I haven't did anything. I'm still the same person I was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, however long you've been with him. No shame in being honest, whether you're growing or whether you're stuck. Okay? No shame in that at all. The shame is not being honest so you can get unstuck, so that you can now grow. This is the time. This is the time on this side of heaven to be able to get things right with God before, you know what I'm saying? Before it changes. You know, once we see the Lord, it's too late. He already here to judge you and say, well done, or the other words. You know what I'm saying? So we want to make sure, like, on this side, during this time, we become the men and women that our God created us to be. Now, is it easy? No, right? Is it going to be perfect? Of course not. But it's not about that. It's not about perfection, and it's not about being easy. It's about you doing the best you can in him, for him. And he is the one who tells you what's up. Not me, not your, I'm a sinner too. Not the, you know, yeah, I'm ordained and all that, but I'm not God. You feel me? On judgment day, I got to be judged too. What do you, you know what I'm saying? I got to bow down to him just like you. And I can't tell you how your walk is supposed to be. I don't even know what God has for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a walking around here like some psychic. You know what I mean? So it's like, come on now. You feel me? So the bottom line is, and to wrap this up, because I always wanted to keep it within that 30-minute, you know, window, is always go to your Bible. Go to your Bible if you feel off. Go to your Bible to confirm something. Maybe you heard somebody preaching. Maybe you heard a sermon or you heard a teaching on social media or wherever you're at and it didn't sound right or something was off. Go to your Bible to find the truth. And if anybody is, you know, giving a testimony, make sure the testimony is backed up by the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit, is this true? And he will give you the enlightenment, because it's just, you know, it's just a lot of, like I said, it's a lot of, whew, it's a lot. It's a lot going on. It's really a lot. And I'm going to leave it like that, because I don't want to say that, that I'm not supposed to be saying on here. But like I said, fam, like, just go to your Bible, spend time with your God, and he will direct your path. He will fill your mind. He will teach you his truth, and he will raise you up the way he wants you to be raised, because he loves you. He has chosen you. He has called you in, and he wants you to be all you can be in him. Not what other people's opinions are, because other people's opinions, as y'all know, is a little weak. You live amongst a lot of jealous people. You live amongst a lot of hatred, right? It's so much hatred going on. Like, United States is just, whoa. Oh, God, United States is just, every time you turn around, it's a bunch of killing, right? And let's face it, people who kill are not full of love, right? So those are not the type of people we want to go to and be asking no opinion of, what you think of me? You feel me? We want to stick with our God who loves us, who adores us, and who bangs with us. You know what I'm saying? And who really has our best interest at all times. You know, he don't have mood swings, and you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to wrap this up, and I appreciate you guys so much. You know, if you, I definitely want to, you know, invite you, if you haven't received salvation, you know, please, you know, let me know, hit me up on my ministry website. You can send me an email as well. You can send me an email at salvation@ShakiraRobMinistries.org. And then you can always go to ShakiraRobMinistries.org. That's the website. Send in a request. I'll be more than happy to connect with you and do the prayer with you, and so you can receive salvation, because it's crucial out here. We want to make sure that you're saved, that you are connected to the Most High, and that everything is good for you and your family. Okay, so God bless you guys. I appreciate your time, and you guys have a great evening.